This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. Late summer brings cool nights and clear air and winged migration. Along with birds heading south, there's a few butterfly, moth, and dragonfly species that respond to the migratory urge. One well-studied dragonfly, the common green darner, highlights the similarities between insect and bird migration. Tiny radio transmitters were attached with eyelash adhesive to green darners, which were tracked by plane and by ground crews. The dragonflies fattened up or fueled up before departure, the same way that birds do. They also followed the same visual landmarks that guide birds south: the East Coast, major rivers, and mountain ranges. Birds and dragonflies sometimes lay over for a few days, refueling or awaiting favorable flying conditions. Major flights come after a cold front that typically brings favorable winds from the north to assist their southward journey. Another similarity, there's a resident green darner population that doesn't migrate, just as some bird species have stay-at-homes as well as migrants. There is one major difference between dragonflies and birds. The dragonflies that head south in the fall don't return in the spring. Green darners that reach their southern destination mate and lay eggs. It's the new generation that returns the following spring. Coming soon to a yard or field near you is a swarm of dragonflies fanning out low in a swirl of activity, on the hunt for insects, mosquitoes included. Most likely, these are residents, while the large migratory squadrons streaming south overhead, fast and orderly, are a sight all too rarely seen.
Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.